Isaiah chapter 1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Listen, O heavens, hear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's feeding trough. But Israel does not know, my people do not consider. O sinful nation, a people loaded down with iniquity, an offspring of evildoers, children who act corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They have turned their backs on him. Why should you be beaten any more? Why do you just rebel more and more? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot to the top of the head, there is nowhere that is undamaged in it. There are wounds, welts, and open sores. They have not been cleansed or bandaged up, or softened with olive oil. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Foreigners are devouring your land right in front of you. And it is desolate, as when overthrown by foreigners. The daughter of Zion is left like a hut in a vineyard, like a watchman's shelter in a field of cucumbers, like a besieged city. Unless the Lord of hosts had left us a few survivors, we would have been like Sodom. We would have become like Gomorrah. Listen to the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Hear the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What do your many sacrifices mean to me? Says the Lord. I have had enough of your burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed cattle. I delight not in the blood of bulls, lambs, and goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand, this trampling of my courts? Do not bring any more worthless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot stand such sinful assemblies. Your new moons and your appointed feasts I hate. They have become a burden to me. I am tired of putting up with them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, when you make many prayers, I will not listen, for your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil deeds from before your eyes. Stop doing evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rescue the oppressed. Defend the orphaned. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. How the faithful city has become a whore! She was once full of justice. Righteousness inhabited her, but now only murderers. Your silver has become dross, your wine diluted with water. Your princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves bribes and chases after payoffs. They refuse to defend the orphaned, and the widow's cause does not come before them. Therefore the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, says, I will take vengeance on my enemies and avenge myself on my foes. I will turn my hand on you and skim off your dross and will remove all your impurities. I will restore your judges as at the first and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you will be called the City of Righteousness, a faithful town. Zion will be redeemed with justice, and her repentant ones with righteousness. But the rebellious and sinners will be crushed, and those who forsake the Lord will be consumed. For you will be ashamed of the sacred oaks in which you delighted, and you will be embarrassed for the gardens that you have chosen. For you will be like an oak whose leaf withers, and like a garden that has no water. The strong will be like tinder, and his work like a spark. They will both burn together, with no one able to extinguish the fire. Isaiah chapter 1.